Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 16 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for helping me make that happen. It's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about, for this segment and the next segment, I've got some things on my mind. In this segment, I want to talk about broken promises and how some broken promises have more consequences than others. And I'm talking about presidential promises primarily right now. As you know, every presidential candidate makes campaign promises. Some they keep, some they don't. Most of the time, when they don't keep a promise, it doesn't matter. It doesn't amount to much, right? It's politics, after all, right? I mean, think about the times when you hear somebody make a campaign promise and you basically say, he's just saying that to get my vote. He can't even do that, what he just said. You know, we almost discount it as it's coming out of their mouths, right? But sometimes a promise is so prominent that when broken, it becomes quite momentous. President George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, the old man, he ran afoul of that truth when he broke his promise of no new taxes. Read my lips, no new taxes. Remember that? Yeah, when he did, in fact, increase taxes during his first term as president, that breach of trust with all of us was definitely one of the reasons his re-election bid was unsuccessful against a very unlikely candidate of Bill Clinton. I mean, the idea that he did that, you know, it was really offensive to a lot of people, and it turned a lot of folks off, and it really helped to create the opportunity for Bill Clinton to win the presidency. Now let's fast forward to the 21st century. How about, you've heard this, I'm sure. If you like your plan, your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan, period, end quote. Also another quote, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, guaranteed, end quote. These are the promises, as you know, of President Barack Obama, once he made to Americans on dozens and dozens of occasions during the debate about the Affordable Care Act, which, as you know, and as he's actually called it himself, is what we now call Obamacare. And he also did it in defense. He did it while he was trying to pass the law during his first term, and he also did it in defense of the law when he was running for re-election. So dozens, who knows how many times he said that. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan, period. Well, now here it is, less than 2 months after his signature namesake law has gone live, and it's becoming obvious that there are problems with those promises. Most people agree that Bush 41 was faced with issues that caused him to change his mind about taxes a few years later. I'm not apologizing for what he did, because it irritated me too. But nobody thought he wasn't thinking of anything in particular when he said, watch my lips, no new taxes. He changed his mind. But the price he paid for breaking his promise, regardless, he paid a price for that. But no one ever accused him of lying, because nobody ever thought he did lie. But at this moment, right or wrong, President Obama is in a whirlwind of public opinion about what he knew and what his motivations were when he made those promises. And so recently we asked our audience in our recent online poll, we asked them what they thought about this question. What do you think about President Obama's promises since 2009 that you could keep your existing insurance policy? Here's what you told us. 22% of our sample said whatever he said was for the greater good. So I'm assuming they mean that, you know, that it was the end justifies the means, situational ethics, whatever. Whatever he said was for the greater good, 2%. 6% said whatever he said was no worse than any other politician. And to some degree, it's hard to argue with that sometimes. But a little more than one-fourth of you allowed that, whether intentional or not intentional, he misled the American people. So we gave them that option because we thought maybe some people might have a little trouble, dropping the gavel on the big one. But two-thirds of you said that you believe the president lied to the American people. Two-thirds of our respondents said the president lied. So that's when you've got a... Now, folks, I'm just reading the responses. But when you've got, and I'm gonna say that our audience is small business, right? And I think small businesses are probably less likely to appreciate Obamacare from the outset. But still, but we don't always get that kind of response from you about these things. For two-thirds of you to say that you think the president lied, think about that, folks. Think about how bad does it have to get for Americans to call the president a liar? This is not a good thing for President Obama. It's not good for this country to have a situation like this. One thing is evident from this most recent presidential breach, though. Americans have very definite feelings, even more so than taxation. They have very definite feelings about the cost and availability of their health care. And anyone who presumes to impose their will on this personal and interest and intimate dynamic, they're just putting their political prospects in harm's way. And I think President Obama has now learned that lesson fully, and it'll be interesting, not a happy interesting, but it'll be interesting to see how this, it will be interesting as we see how this plays out. I remind you about the Chinese curse I've mentioned on this show many times before, and that we're still living right now. May you live in interesting times. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.